Hello, boobies. Just a quick response to Simon Toon and Acrobat about headphones. I too, go through headphones at an alarming rate. It really, really annoys me that they wear out so quickly. But I guess what they're doing is simply, you know, you've got big, long cables. They're quite thin. They're difficult to secure at the electrical connected ends. And we treat them very roughly. And I guess the deal is that they break. And you know, it's a bit hard to get uptight about that when I see how I treat them. I have also had the Sennheisers and found them fragile. I have also had the Apple £60 ones, and they lasted me a good long while, but they sounded shite. They really weren't good quality. I was disappointed in them. I also found that if I put them in the wrong pocket, and I don't know whether or not it was a static thing or what it was, but if I put them in the wrong pocket, I would get really weird crackling noises in my ears. It was deafeningly loud as well, so I could only put them in my trouser pocket, not in my jacket pocket, which was weird. Anyway, the headphones I'm using at the moment are Etymotic HF2s. Now, I can't promise you that these are more reliable, you know, going to break less quickly than the others, because I haven't had them long enough to break them yet myself. But, you know, by the other token, they've not broken yet for me, and I have had them now a couple of months maybe, so it's a good sign. They did, the other day, appear to cut out in one ear. And when I investigated, I figured out that the reason was that there was some earwax jammed down with one of the ear tubes, one of the tubes where the sound comes out. So in my left ear, it had just got blocked. And I was impressed to find that in the box was, because these little tubes are sort of lined with a little green piece of plastic, and in the box you'll find spare little green pieces of plastic, little green tubes, and a metal screw thing to screw into the little green thing so that you can remove it, and then you can push the new clean one in. So this is obviously a problem that they're aware of. You know, people do have a bit of gunge in their ears, and occasionally it does block up the little tube where the sound travels. And they're giving you spares and a removal tool, which is rather nice. I was quite pleased by that. And the headphones are fine. They do have a little microphone on the cable. Everything seems to work just fine there, and the sound quality is pretty darn good. I'm very pleased with them at the moment. They weren't especially cheap. I think they might have been more towards the £100 end of the range. So they better last. I'm pretty sure they were more than £50. I don't think they were as much as £100. But very interested in Simon's recommendation. If these die, I'm going to go and buy the ones that Simon recommended, because I've always taken this approach with keyboards. I was used to be very rough on keyboards, and I went through a phase of buying ever more expensive keyboards and having nicer and nicer ones, and they would still break. And eventually I came to the conclusion that the way to deal with this was simply to buy cheap rubbish keyboards. Not rubbish ones. I don't like rubbish ones, but you know, not with all the bells and whistles on. I just wanted a plain, straightforward keyboard that was cheap, because if it was going to break, at least I wanted to be able to replace it for not too much money. So I used to buy the cheapest Logitech reasonable keyboard, and let them break. I'm a little bit less rough on them these days. I don't seem to break them anymore, but I think, you know, maybe it's time to take the same approach with headphones. Find a good quality sounding one that's as cheap as you can manage, and then just put up with the fact that it breaks often. At least you've always got some reasonably new headphones, which is always nice. So. Anyway, so that's my thought on headphones. Yes, I agree they break a lot, and at the moment I like the Etymotics, and I will take a photograph of these to put in the show art. Thank you for listening, boobies. Bye-bye.